Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, we ask a question. Is there an acceptable $5 bottle of wine out there? Well, after trying a wine from Italy and Australia and Chile, we still are asking that question. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, I am joined by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
Good evening. I am very happy to be here.
Are you?
Yes.
That is optimistic. I like that. Well, it's stupidly optimistic.
Probably so.
Although you're fully aware of what you're gotten yourself into. And also, someone I don't believe that is fully aware of what they have gotten themselves into and probably will regret her life later. Although she has a cold, henceforth might not be able to taste anything or allergies, which is a blessing. And it's a triple B.
Good evening.
On tonight's show, folks, we have a trio of amazingness. We are going to see, we took three examples from different parts of the world, and we're going to see if we can find a decent wine for under $5. $4.99 is the magic number. Tonight, the magical wines that we have are, first, Pinetti Nesso, I believe. Pinetti Nesso? No.
Pinetti Puglia.
Well, yes, Puglia is where it's from, but Pinetti Notte. They're Zinfandel, and it's Italian, so it's also Primitivo, whichever. That's all right. And it's their 2017 vintage, and it's $4.99. The next wine, brought to you by the unlicensed taxi driver, is a Shiraz from Australia.
Shiraz.
Why did you buy that?
Shiraz.
You had to buy something.
Yeah. Oh, you just bought it special for the show?
Oh, yes.
Well, we were doing this
specific show. We don't.
In all candor, we were looking for Lindeman's Bin 50 series.
And yes. Can't find it.
Couldn't find it. So only could find a Pinot, and it just didn't feel right.
So this is the clusterfuck that is taking that wine spot. And this is Sideshow Wine, a collection of novelties and oddities from down under. This is their number three. I believe it'd be their bin, because I don't think this is a vintage wine. The Charmer. It's all the way from Australia, and it is around $4.99 as well. Let's just lie and say it is.
And if you're listening right now, mm-hmm. you need to stop what you're doing, pull over on the side of the road,
yes.
Google this hideous label.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
It's horrific.
It's busy, and it doesn't make a lot of sense.
It has a snake on it.
I think it's a hint of circus.
Well, I'm sure it is a circus wine. Yes.
Right? I mean, yes. The Sideshow.
Mm-hmm. There's also a ringer in this group.
Uh-oh.
And if anything is going to be a ringer, this will be the wine that's a ringer. I don't actually think this wine's going to be that bad at all. And this is Santa Rita's 120 Reserva Especial, their Carmenier. And that's from Chile. And it is $4.99, although I saw it for $38. Go figure. I'm sure that was just, there was an exchange rate issue. This might have been some inflation in Czechoslovakia. I don't know where it was at. Yeah.
I thought you were referring to an overpriced pork chop at the Sycamore.
I emailed whoever it was immediately and said, I will sell this to you for $37. No one responded. So,
damn them.
So folks,
what?
Yes.
It's probably a language barrier.
What made you have this idea?
I have bad ideas all day long.
I know.
Sometimes they come to life, and people seem to enjoy them when we do this sort of thing.
Sometime I think we should do bring your best bottle of wine, and let's see what is the best. We always do how cheap and awful can we go.
I think that is an excellent idea. We will have a competition between the three of us on another show, obviously. Best $10 wine that you think you can have. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah. But nevertheless, tonight,
Tonight's going to be the worst $5 bottle.
I didn't try to get the worst. I just got the only one they had. So
I'm calling it now. That whatever that
sideshow
one is.
Oh, it's going to taste like shit.
It's going to be.
It's going to be terrible.
Awful.
It's going to be terrible.
I don't know.
I'm thinking that the Primitivo. That
well, this could be bad too.
I don't know. This is going to be good. I'm thinking. I'm hoping.
No, I bet it's not. So, but we're going to find that out, folks, as soon as we get back with the Pinetti Note.
The label's fine. Yeah. Not knowing anything, I'm the most optimistic about this one.
Well, actually, I've seen this for a while, and I always said to myself, how can you sell that so cheap? Well, I'm going to find that
we'll
out.
We'll find out.
Very shortly, here on the Wine Vault.
Folks, there are many ways to enjoy the Wine Vault. The first way is on iTunes. Look for the Wine Vault. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Beyond that, we are on Facebook at thewinevault.rs. We are on Twitter at thewinevaultpodcast. And our website is thewinevault.org. You can also drop us a line at winevault@outlook.com. We'd also like to thank our sponsor, Craig Walters Allstate Insurance, at 740-862-4585. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. We'll be right back on The Wine Vault.
And we're back, folks. So, the 17 Pinete Notte, Zinfandel /
Notte.
Yes, Notte, from Puglia in Italy.
Which translates directly to night.
Yes.
Allegedly.
It does.
Allegedly.
Now, I did find there's a website, and this is very Grifone-esque. Yes. And I would read from it, but there's nothing really to read from. So, I'm going to skip that over, but I am going to go.
Wait, Grifone was at least insulting.
Well, this wasn't. This is very boring. But you know what isn't boring? There are a couple reviews out there that I found. And the first one I found, it's for the 14, but it's still a really great review. And this is from foodandwineaesthetics.com.
It sounds legit.
It is, yeah. And so this is. I'm just going to read it because it's not very long. He goes, if this wine didn't exist, we would have to invent it because we need morality tales about the decline of civilization and the fall of man. Wow. On the nose, lots of green vegetal notes and a little smoky kissing the black cherry. If it weren't for the stemmy green notes, the nose would be pleasant, but they hit you over the head, demanding attention.
Did you write this?
No. Refusing to be ignored.
You did, didn't he?
No, I did not. The palate
is sounds like you.
I know. The palate is thin and flat, with little flavor up front and absolutely no structure. The tannins don't fade, but scurry like cockroaches afraid of
you
the
wrote
light.
This review.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I swear to God. Leaving plenty of exposed acidity on the finish, not because the wine has backbone, but because what little fruit there is followed the cockroaches. This is just pathetic.
Are you sure you didn't?
Yes.
I don't believe it. Who wrote this?
It was, what's his name? Dwight Furrow. And so
that's a name you made up.
I didn't. The crime is not that people drink this stuff. Some people have bad taste or just don't know any better, yet we survive. The crime is that someone makes money selling this, people who do know better. I can't imagine any music making this taste better, but if you grab some thin folk punk from Wingnut Dishwashers Union, out of tune, out of rhythm, but mercilessly ending in less than 2 minutes, the metaphorical associations you may get through a glass. Now, after that review, what do you think that this person scored this wine out of 100?
65.
Scott?
82.
Really?
I don't know.
Gave it a 78.
He
That's
said
not
the
a
tannins se- were scurrying over his called, kind of like a cockroach.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to pull that one out of our bag of tricks.
I know.
Making a
great
reference to cockroaches scurrying away.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then Megan's Wine Blog, and that's a Blogspot thing. She wrote, she didn't really give it a score, but all right. On the nose, there was wide variety of smells being picked up. I found hints of cherries and tannic. She did not spell that word correctly, and I don't know what it means. and a surprise of chocolate in it. There were other smells that I initially could not pick up, but I pointed it out as a bit oaky or earthy.
Either or.
Either or. I have never noticed this characteristic in wines before.
What?
The taste was tannic, but not too harsh on the palate. There were very few notes of fruit and actually had hints of tartness that I did not initially sense. It was an all right wine, maybe better with food, but not something I would buy again. I tasted this on its own with no food. Yeah, she spends money to have a blog.
I was going to say, I feel like she's been using our intern to write her reviews.
Charlie? He's dead.
I was not eating food when I drank this wine.
No, I ate it. I drank it without the food. I like the smells. Well, I'm going to smell it now. I've ran out of things to delay the inevitable. I smelled it when I opened the bottle.
It looks like it's going to be grapey.
And I said, and it made me gag. Let's just say that.
Well, the plus side of being partially congested is it smells great to me.
Really? Well, it makes you think of Dimetapp.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say. It smells like sugary grape. It
smells like Dimetapp.
Funny thing is, it makes me think of Dimetapp.
Oh, yeah. It smells, I mean, not having no idea how this will translate into taste. Dimetapp is such a good smell.
Well, there's a soapy.
I don't want to drink this, but it's so good.
There's a soapy cassis.
And there's like
and blackberry jam.
You know, you've been a can of pop.
I've smelled a can of pop before,
and the
sure.
The carbonation kind of burns your nose a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm getting that.
Some people would say that was cinnamon.
Yeah.
Some people blog on Blogspot.
All I can smell is Dimetapp, and I'm so happy about it.
Yeah, is this the thing? If you're trying to get hits on your website, why would you review this? Who gives a shit? We do this for comedic factor, and people like it. They really do. That's why we do it. But they actually drank that wine because they thought it was good.
So we're drinking this for comedic factors.
No, I drank it. I bought it because I really wanted to know what it tastes like. Yeah, here we go.
Are we tasting?
You're going in.
You could pretend. Okay. I mean, we could lie. But
there's a cherry cola on the nose.
Oh, my God. It's awful.
Yeah, as soon as you did that, I was almost near my lips and I stopped. So I got a drop. I didn't taste it. Yeah, I'll try it. Oh, God. A little bit got in me. It tastes like I can't say that on air.
It's really bad.
I can't say how I would know what that tastes like, but
it's really bad. It's not wine.
Okay.
I feel like I just did a shot of something that has, like, I don't know, fireball in it.
And I'm trying, you know, as you were saying that, I was trying to, I still have burn in my chest. I'm trying to recall a wine we had that had a whiskey burn more than this does.
I'm not getting that. I just think that it tastes like something fell in the vat that wasn't supposed to. Like a raccoon.
Cockroach. Scurrying away. I mean,
because it has a somewhat rotten taste. It's like a decomposing kind of earthiness to it.
Yeah.
It is dry-ish.
It's
dry.
It's very tannic.
It's got something there. It's just murky. That's what I would say, murky. In the fact that you just, when you take a sip, you don't know, you know, like a witch's brew.
This is horrific.
Eye of Newt. You know, it is getting towards fall, getting towards Halloween. This might be a funny, the Triple B's already giving up, pouring it into the brandy glass that is the.
It's so bad. I'm not drinking anymore.
But how can you give it a full review? I'm going to sip it again.
I don't know how they could taste anything in it. Like, there are no tannins in this at all.
Oh, it's pretty good tannins.
No, I think that
pretty
what it is.
Pretty good?
Amount.
It's salty, if that's what you mean.
I don't taste any tannins in it. I think that they've put some kind of, like, Everclear in it.
Well, they have to make it alcoholic somehow.
I don't taste any oak. I don't taste anything but something like some kind of hard liquor they've poured in it. It's awful. Awful, awful. It tastes like a hooch somebody made it. It does, in their bathtub. A little bit.
A dry
hooch.
That's
exactly what it is.
And they went, shit, shit's supposed to be sweet. It does have a hoochish kind of thing to it. A hoochie kind of thing. That's a term.
Maybe they made. They might have taken. I can't even say that it's sweet. I was expecting something syrupy.
It's not boozy either.
No.
No.
I think it's just. I would say it's murky. It's just creepy.
It's awful.
It just makes you think that it's, well, like we had a thing of cheese. Like it was a New York cheddar, just like that. It was white Vermont cheddar, though.
Yeah.
And it was moldy, even though it was new. It's kind of like that. I mean, this isn't corked, but fuck, it's a screw top. But
it's like everybody brought alcohol from their parents' house, and we mixed it in our bathtub.
And let it in their parents' musty basement for about,
Yeah, it's got like brandy in it, whatever. Well, that's what this is.
I don't get the heat.
I'm so bad. I'm having heat.
Yeah.
I'm having
heat. That's a hot flash, Scott.
No, it's the worst.
I like it.
But see,
you have taken two drinks of it.
It's not as bad as I thought it would be, even though it's murky.
Yeah, it just has no redeeming characteristics.
Well, it's wet.
Would you know this is Zinfandel?
No way.
Oh, no. I mean, this is a red, murky grape drink. Of some kind.
I mean, it's wine. I know it's wine.
That's wine-ish. But it doesn't taste like someone that knows what they're doing made it.
This is going to sound really jacked, but I wonder if it would be better heated.
Mm. What? Like wassail?
Yeah. Like put something in it, like, I don't know, lemon juice or something, or honey, and heat it up.
Why would you do that? Because
it's so terrible now, but I think that it would maybe be better.
I mean, I would do that to kill any, impurities that are in it. I mean, this is a good wine for a boil alert. It's better than things I've had out of a box, but not many. Actually, it tastes like it's out of a box.
I've had better things out of boxes.
Yeah. I would rather have box wine than this.
But you love box wine, Scott. You are Mr. Box Wine.
No.
No, yeah. Mr. Box, that's you.
If I had the choice between Panetti, Notte, and box wine, I'm going to go box wine.
Mm. Yeah, all day, same.
It's kind of like, it's the same sensation for me if you stick your finger in an electrical socket just to kind of feel that jolt, just to feel it. So you take another sip just to feel it, you know? You're not sure why you're doing it.
You're sticking your finger in an outlet just to do it.
Yeah, just to do it. I did that one time on accident. It hurt.
I can't even find the winery that makes this.
I did.
Oh. Becky, you realize he's raising your children, telling stories of sticking his finger in the outlet.
It's an accident, but I remember it. Numb my arm. I didn't do it a second time.
Okay.
Oh, so you learned from your mistakes.
It wasn't intentional. I was trying to plug something in. I'm the stupid idiot, and I slipped, and I don't know how I did it. I was a kid. It was just bad parental supervision, probably. So.
You can't just slip.
I don't
stick your
remember.
Finger in the outlet.
I just did. It happened, okay? I didn't do it for fun.
Was it fun?
It wasn't fun. Let's just say that. Okay. So let's get this wine done because it's
done all right.
Better wines to move on to.
It has an interesting label.
No, I don't like the label.
It's kitschy.
No, it's almost
the label's
like
fine.
It's like Winky Now. Oh, it's better than Winky Now.
The label's fine. It reminds me of that one wine that we had for your birthday, Scott. At the other Crest location downtown, it's the blue label with the reflective
Cambrow?
Cross. Yes, it's the reverse of that. It's the white version of that.
Okay.
I like the label.
All right.
Redeeming quality.
Give it an extra point.
Well, when you're giving it a 10, an 11 doesn't make much of a difference.
Can't give it a 10. But we are going to start off with you. You're the pace setter.
Okay.
So, 11.
Yes.
It's not Price is Right. Go ahead.
It doesn't matter what I give it. It's worthy of 4 points. I'm giving it a 5 because the label's fine.
No, you have to give it a real score. You'd be dead right now. You're not dead.
If I had taken more than a third of a sip, I would be dead. How you all have managed to drink a couple of drinks,
drink
I don't
sip,
know.
Drink another sip and I'm not going to die?
No.
But I'm not quite sure when I say that it's true.
There was a hesitation
it's like,
in his face.
I mean,
here's my real score.
That's sad.
There was that, you know, you realize you just said something that you're questioning, and you're like, there's this flash of recognition across your eyes.
I'm not entirely certain, but I'm fairly sure. That's, you should never have that with a product you're consuming, by the way.
Right. I'll give it a 61.
60? Ooh, okay.
This is, I think, the worst wine I've had.
Really? Interesting.
I couldn't even drink a whole sip of it. Huh. You have no idea what you're drinking is wine. You have no idea what you're drinking is Zinfandel.
Well, that's true.
It gets 1 point for the label.
I think it's opening up.
What? Stop.
Tried to make him spit. It didn't work.
I it's honestly, got
some gritty shit in my
if
mouth.
You say anything else even remotely positive about this wine, I'm going to call 911 because I think that something's happened to you after
no,
drinking.
It's, I'm enjoying it now.
Oh, my God.
It is opening up.
You can take the
bottle. I don't know about that, but.
Yeah, no, it's
what?
Not nearly as bad.
I know.
We should have decanted it.
I will say that.
Just put one more in the glass.
Are you being serious?
No, I'm not. I just want to see what you do.
What's wrong with you all?
I could cook with this.
I will say. No, you would not. You would never cook with this. You're never supposed to cook with something you wouldn't drink.
I know. But go ahead, Scott.
This isn't that bad.
It's not that bad, Scott. I agree.
It's not that bad.
I understand, though.
Good.
I understand, though, if it would produce loathsome thoughts.
It's not good.
No, Lord, no.
It's got this.
I feel like if I give it any kind of score, she's going to kill me.
So you're afraid.
I'm a little bit afraid. Because I don't hate it. Well, I hate it.
You haven't even drank half a glass.
Well, I know, but that's not the point.
Actually,
Scott hasn't either.
I've drank more than Scott. I had a little less than Scott.
I think you've had three or four sips.
I'll drink it again. Watch this.
Chug it. You can't even.
It's opening up, right?
No.
Woo!
No.
That's right.
You still don't feel the heat.
Throw it down.
He's throwing it down, folks. He couldn't do it.
It's so bad. So you two idiots acting like this wine is fine are both.
It's great. I love it.
He just said.
Do you want a piece of cheese?
No, withhold the cheese from me.
I can't see. I've gone blind. I like it better than Double Down. Does that mean anything?
Yeah.
I wish I had Woodbridge.
No.
Okay, go, Scott. Give it a score.
I would love to give this a head-to-head with that green pepper one.
Pepperwood?
I looked at Pepperwood Grove
tonight. It's a really good actual... That is a really good comp because this is a lot like Pepperwood. But in $4.99, that's not necessarily a horrible sin, even though they're both bad. Yeah, I agree. That's a Pepperwood Grove's good
this
comp.
This was a waste of $5.
77 of my points.
What?
77 of my
That's an awful lot of points.
That's an awful lot of
You'd
points.
You'd buy that at $4.99.
No, I wouldn't buy that.
77 is a high score.
I'm not going to buy anything below 80.
I'm going to give it a 75.
See?
I know, but I think it's a 73 to 75. And that last, I almost threw up, that was a 73.
That was more out of for comedic benefit, though.
I don't know. I did get a mouthful where it was... gritty, and I'm pretty sure that's not supposed to be that way.
I
don't know much about things, but I know that wine shouldn't be gritty.
It doesn't have any fruit characteristic whatsoever. If you look hard enough, you could say maybe savory fruit.
Well, no, it has a stewed component in that fact. It tastes like
stew vegetables.
If you all can get any kind of anything out of
beef
it,
stew.
It's impressive.
It's stewed vegetables.
It's horrific.
Stewed rubber galoshes.
Galoshes or goulash?
No, goulash is good. We're talking about rubber boots.
Like no, your muck boots?
It tastes as if you had say you took wine, any kind of wine, normal wine, and then mixed it with a vegetable stock and then served it. There you go. There you got it. And that's really not what you want to do. Just in case you didn't know, folks, don't mix wine with veggie stock because that would taste bad.
Well, what if it was organic veggie stock? Somebody would do some kind of stew. Let's be done with this wine.
I know.
So
what if it was organic veggie stock?
Don't be stupid. So a 61, a 77, and a 75.
A little bit of spread.
So there we start off with the Panetti. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back.
My throat hurts.
All right, well, you just started. You're just one leg through the triathlon of shit. Here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, the second wine in the firing line, after we've centered our minds and wished we were someplace else, is Sideshow, the Charmer, bin number 3, or whatever they call it, because it's non-vintage. It's,
it's
like
2017.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where do you see that on there?
On the label.
So why the hell is there number 3 on there?
I think it's like, you know how they, when you, I'm like stuttering all over myself. I think it's so when you get poisoning, they can say what was the bin number, and so they know which one was bad.
They got the antidote for
you've got brain damage from Benette. Actually,
I think straight.
Actually, I think urine is number 1, poo is number 2, this is number 3.
There
That's
you go.
Possible.
It's not
probably,
okay.
It's probably something bloody stool.
You're naughty.
I'm just trying to figure it out, man. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's it. Now I found.
So I did have some questions.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
So we don't normally drink wine that has an animal on the label.
Is it
an elephant? Are snakes considered animals, though?
Science says that they are,
I don't know. They're in their own class.
We understand you don't know, but sometimes you should just be quiet.
I don't know.
You don't know if a snake is an animal.
Snakes are different.
No, they're not. They're an animal.
What do you think they are?
A reptile.
That's an animal, dumbass.
Nope. Nope.
Okay, Steve.
I don't know if this is real life or if we're like maybe hallucinating.
Are you just trying to be amusing for the show?
Well,
please say that's what it is.
It is the Sideshow.
You can just nod. Okay.
Okay. So it has a snake and an elephant on it.
Yeah. Both. One isn't enough.
What does it say since elephant wine began?
That they you'd have
Did
to ask
you see
them.
The very top? Look at the very top of the label.
Huh?
So went to a house party to watch the ball game last night, and a person told a story about elephants. It's one of the most horrible stories I ever heard.
Don't.
You know the story?
I don't, and don't tell it. This isn't the time or the place. I don't want to hear it. I know. Don't.
I just don't want to hear any of your stories, so I'll just go along with that. Scott,
they told this horrible story, and she ends the story by going, and that's why I like elephants.
Yeah.
And involved
elephants are amazing.
Elephants
Stop.
Dying.
Stop.
And it was horrible.
Stop.
It was the
most
horrible story ever.
It was in Thailand. Stop.
That's great.
She said Africa.
No, Thailand's not in Africa.
Well, also a snake isn't an animal, according to Scott. Well. So let's go ahead. I found a review, but it's called The Gentleman's Keep. And this is for, though, the Puppet Master. This is a Shiraz cab. This gentleman, once again, has a wine blog. And he takes pictures of shit that he does. And he has the shittiest wine glasses you've ever seen. You ever seen the Libby stuff that weigh 50 pounds?
Yes.
That's what he drinks wine out of.
I'm going to Google him. Go ahead.
And that's all I have to say. I just want to make fun of this fucking you got to know what you're doing. Then again, maybe that's what you should drink this stuff out of. He's going to stock up, though, on a couple bottles.
Never stopped us.
That's true. So, the Charmer. I could not find a review anywhere or their website. And quite frankly, I don't care to look.
What's it called again?
Sideshow. It's imported by WX Imports. It's bottled by Wine Press Vintners in Sonoma, California. So this is probably, as we find out, I couldn't find Sideshow Winery because there is no such thing. This is Australian grapes bottled in California.
Vinos?
Scott, can you think of another wine that that applies to?
19 Crimes.
Yes. Yes. Great. Good job, guys.
Good wine doesn't have to be expensive, but expensive wine has to be good.
That sounds like 19 Crimes.
It was that the gentleman, wine gentleman?
The number two Puppet Master?
Yes.
Has gotten 4 out of 5 stars.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kroger refers to it as Sideshow Spicy Shiraz.
By the way, a spicy Shiraz that everyone loves. So that means...
Nobody.
We love it, apparently. So I give it a 92.
You can get the this bottle melted down on Amazon for $38 of your dollars.
What would I do with that?
Use it as a wine bottle cheese serving tray.
No.
Okay.
No.
And do you know who the seller is?
A dickwad.
Landfill zine.
Like I said, Steve Bodie. All righty, in the glass.
Oh, my God.
It's red. Watery edge. Very much a watery edge. Actually, it looks like watercolors. It has alcohol in it, I've been told. Was it 14.5?
No.
Who's drinking this first?
You.
No.
Yes, you wouldn't let me tell my elephant story.
It's 13.5. It's not yours. You didn't make it
up. It was my elephant story.
No.
The story was about the person telling the story.
Becky could have told the story. Apparently, she knows it.
She wasn't there.
No, Scott, you weren't there with elephants. Were there any elephants in the fucking room?
I'm talking about the person telling the story last night.
Yeah, but it's not your story. It's their story. So let them come on and tell it. How's that sound?
No, you're missing it.
I'm not missing shit.
Robin's too much of an animal lover for you to tell that story.
I don't really like elephants, but...
You would cry your eyes out over this story.
Okay, Scott can tell it to me off the air.
This has a nice nose. I can't wait.
I thought the nose smelled like shit, but you're being sarcastic, aren't you? It smells like green pepper and formaldehyde.
There's a distinctly...
Green pepper.
Chemical.
I was going to say maybe
organic
also...
Organic chemical.
Yeah, nitrogen. Scent. I put nitrogen on the yard today, so this smells like nitrogen.
It's
not an organic.
This is horrific.
It's organic nitrogen.
Maybe dirt, maybe.
Dirt.
Maybe.
Potting soil or just standard topsoil?
I was going to say, like, maybe dust.
You know,
dusty
it
dirt.
Does smell like Scott's potting soil. A little bit. Think about that. The musty...
Like mine? Or the brand?
Folks, NPR... Humor here on the Wine Vault. So let's go.
No, I'm serious. I don't know what.
Why would I smell your fucking dirt, dummy?
Why would you smell Scott's dirt?
Why don't you go look up snakes? It's in the animal
section. I don't
like
spiders and snakes.
You guys are drinking it? Or no, we're still on the nose.
Snakes are their own category of animal, by the way.
But they're an animal, dumbass. A category of animal makes them an animal.
That's not what some people think.
What people? Fucking morons.
Snake is.
Tasting it first. I'm not.
We voted you.
Hey, rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Ready? Rock, paper, scissors.
Scott's first.
Scott's first. Because I don't even know what that is. What is this?
What was that?
This was a rock.
That was a rock. You
did paper.
That wasn't paper, Scott. You did this.
You did
paper.
I did.
Actually,
this.
Technically, this is scissors. But that's neither here nor there. And so rock beats scissors.
You can't have rock and paper.
This is a platform, and this is the rock.
Yeah, and you did scissors. But, folks, it wasn't the regular scissors.
Everyone in the whole world knows when you lay your hand out and you put your fist on top, that means
and
rock.
You can't
and
do rock
Scott,
and paper. That's paper.
This is a, no.
Scott, paper. Folks, if you know the this sexual position of scissoring, that's what Scott did.
No, I stuck out scissors.
No, you did this. And that's scissoring.
Exactly.
Hiding it.
That's a different type
I was hiding
of rock,
it.
Rock, paper, scissoring. That everything beats scissoring. So you drink first.
Yeah. Scissoring?
Did you do this too, Rob?
Yes.
Everyone does that.
Yes. Okay. And, but no, Scott does. Go drink it, dum-dum.
I know.
Jesus. Rare form. Rock, paper, scissors.
If I drink first, do I get to tell my story?
No, you never get to tell any stories.
I'll tell my story anyway.
Don't let him.
I'll turn your mic off. I'll drink with you.
You guys are such babies.
Hold my hand. I'm scared. No.
I know. I am too. Because we decided this was going to be the worst.
It's awful, but it's... Oh, it's really bad. But it's not the worst wine I've ever had. Oh.
Well.
Are you going to say you like this wine?
No.
Okay. Wow. Your face just now scared me to death.
It actually gave me cold sores when I...
When I was drinking it, the wine stopped, and then the oak picked up afterwards.
Oh, the sour oak chip.
Yeah.
Hello, 19 Crimes.
It comes back and hits you really hard.
This isn't as sweet as 19 Crimes.
Yeah. But it is but sweet.
Holy, it does have residual sugar, but holy hell, that sour oak.
Whew. If it didn't have that, if it just had the wine, you'd be like, this is bad.
Yeah.
But fine. But then the oak chip comes in at the end, and you're like, oh, God, this is really bad.
And it has like a Novocaine vomit finish.
Yeah.
It really does have, I just threw up on my mouth kind of thing going on.
Oh, I don't know if so, I can drink it again.
No, sour. I don't know about that. Mm.
And just when you go to take a drink and you breathe in a little bit, and you breathe in all that dirt and pepper, it is so bad.
You just don't want to breathe in. Just asphyxiate yourself prior to drinking.
Yeah. just cover your head. Cover your face with a plastic bag.
It's like, yes, you have the choice of death or this. Yeah. So you pause. You're like,
It's been a good roll. It's been a good run. I've had a good life.
Yeah. Give me the plastic bag. Drink. You have three small kids to raise.
That's never stopped me before.
This isn't as bad as whatever the other one we just drank.
Pinetti. Oh, God, yes.
Yes, it is.
No.
Oh, Lord. That other stuff is open beyond compared to this fucking shit.
The one positive of this.
There's no positive.
Is that after you get past the oak chip, I'm getting a headache, actually. Once you get past the oak chip and you take a drink of water, the flavor is gone. When you drink that Pinetti, it affects your entire body. It's awful.
Oh. It's lengthy. Oh,
that's really bad.
It's horrible. I hate these type of shows that we do.
I would drink a whole case of Pinetti before I drank a glass of this.
I'd drink a whole case of Natty Light before I drink this.
Oh, that's easy.
30 pack?
Okay.
In one sitting. The water didn't do it. I need one of those, what do you put the fire, forest fires out, the plane that dumps the damn shit? I need that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's review this because I don't want to touch that shit.
Yeah, this is awful.
Yeah.
Why?
It really is giving me a headache.
Where's the Ben 50 Lindemans? Where is the Ben 50 Lindemans?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen this wine before.
You know, when they say
you know what?
Novelties and oddities from down under, do they mean somebody's taint?
Ew.
I think so.
Yeah.
Gross.
Well, that's not as gross as this wine. Go ahead, Becky.
A 65.
This is not very nice.
It's horrific.
It's bad.
Yeah, what do you think, Scott? I would ask for more commentary, but I don't.
I don't have any more commentary.
No.
Vomit.
Yeah.
Yes.
It
really is. I wish I just threw up on my mouth rather than drink this.
What are you doing on a Saturday night? Throwing up in my mouth. Okay.
Put a plastic bag on my face and throw it up in my mouth. Or I could drink Sideshow.
You get all over your face. You're like, oh, no.
Me and my friends are getting together. And we're gonna...
That's a party, man. They should have used this in the Russian roulette scene in Deer Hunter.
Just
drink Sideshow.
How much would someone have to pay you to drink this spittoon of wine that has Pinetti and
Well, nobody is Sideshow. Backwashed in that. I know that. Yet I still wouldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Because that could be, it can be arranged. Don't put a number out there because I just might do it.
$50?
No, higher.
100?
51.
And this is like a brandy glass that's pretty full.
It is.
500.
Oh, I would drink it for 500. Good grief.
You drink it for how much?
The whole thing?
Yeah.
What's your bottom line? What's your bottom number?
499.
Really?
No, I wouldn't drink it.
Would you drink it for 500?
No, you see, you like to do that game.
I know. Yes, my friends at work. We
ain't nobody gonna give me $500, so I'm not gonna drink that. Somebody actually had five.
I know.
But my change. No, I still couldn't.
I know it. I would do it for 300.
Well, I physically couldn't do it, so there's that.
Oh yes, yeah. You could.
No, if I could have if I could have something like a Dr. Pepper to chase it with, I could probably go as low as like 150.
Because
the Dr. Pepper has like a strong enough taste to.
No chasers. Straight no chaser. Scott, what's your score?
64 of my points.
Oh, you just had to be cool, huh?
No, it's something in the 60s. This is really bad.
I also provided a 65 of my points. Fuck you, Sideshow. Fuck you and everything you're about.
Yeah, it's
what the hell, man?
I'm going to buy you a melted down version of this for $40 for Christmas.
They do empty out the wine before they melt it, right? Because I don't know.
So bad.
If I could do that.
How do they get the paper on the inside when they melt it?
What?
They said when they melt it, they put the paper on the inside.
I'm pretty sure that if they made it that hot, the paper would catch on fire.
But how, I'm pretty sure they, that too. So they take the label off and put it on the inside and then melt it?
I don't know. Why the hell are they messing around with Sideshow? What is the theory behind that? Ooh, this
probably
is exclusive.
People like it because it has an animal on it.
Well, I mean, Camus. I mean, if you did that with Camus, I suppose I could see some sort of. But who the fuck says, I have a Sideshow tray? It's like, what's that?
It's a $5 wine that I bought this melted bottle for 10 times the price.
I'd rather have Tribunal. So, folks, 265s and a 64. So far, Panetti. Looking like it's a winner.
It is a winner chicken dinner so far.
So Jesus. So, folks, we're going to take a break and then come back with the Santa Rita here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So now, on to the wine that hopefully will be better than the other ones, which doesn't take much.
Somebody's feeling hopeful tonight. Not me.
I know. This is the Santa Rita 120 Reserva Especial. Just so you understand, this is considered to be in Santa Rita's premium collection. I just like to.
What?
Yeah. It's just.
What are their levels?
Well. It's interesting.
Premium dog shit.
You know, they have the Collection de Origin. Mm-hmm. So they have a Casa Real Reserva Special, Bourgogneville, Triple C, or Floresta.
And how much is that?
I don't know. And then this is in the premium. Maybe the Collection de Origin is better than, I don't know. But anyway, this is in the premium collection. I'm sure you're wondering, what does 120 mean? Well, I'll tell you.
Rob? What does 120 mean?
Oh, God. 120 is a brand of tradition and history, which exists for the purpose of making the concept of wine something simple, genuine, and open to an amazing experience. Living La Vida 120 means taking advantage of the simple side of life, enjoying every moment with the people you love, with no complications. According to them, it is. And in the sincerest way possible, sharing a good wine with friends and family. Are they talking about swinging?
This is, according to legend, 120. This is the back of the label.
I'm reading from their website.
According to legend, 120 patriots exhausted after a long, hard battle during the fight for Chile's independence reached the lands belonging to Santa Rita.
Oh, oops. Well,
and they found refuge. This was in 1814. They found refuge in the estate cellars.
Apparently, they made up a new story for their labels.
Today, within those same cellars, our award-winning 120 wines are crafted to honor their heroic character.
Hmm.
What?
Oh.
That's what their website says?
Yeah. Think I'm going to make that up?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, this wine does have two reviews.
Yeah, it has one good review. It does.
Enthusiast.
Enthusiast gave it 86 of its points. Gave it a best buy.
But that was the 14. This is the 17.
This is the 17 as well.
And something that Chile is not known for? Stability.
Yes. Same. But the 17, you can't actually Google it. You have to go a different way.
What?
17,
through
you have to look through it through the wine enthusiast. They didn't admit to this online. This is the actual 17. Got an 86 from the enthusiast and was a best buy. Room was a blackberry and black cherry, come with whiffs of balsam and asphalt. Ugh. Flavors of spiced berry fruits, black plum, and pepper meld with a touch of milk chocolate on the easy finish.
So let me say something before we go any further.
Yes.
This wine cost how much?
$4.99.
And they're saying that it has 7-8 layers?
Well, it doesn't always cost $4.99. It's just every time people seem to buy it, it costs that.
If you have a wine that truly has 7 or 8 layers to it, how much are you spending?
$4.99, apparently.
I'm rolling.
It also.
When have you ever had a wine that has 7 or 8 layers to it that has cost under $20?
Mercer?
Yeah. Pretty regularly.
I mean, yeah, often. Yeah. They're up there.
Yeah.
I don't count. I'm not here to
7 or 8 layers. That is an extremely good bottle of wine.
Success complex.
Well, this person does like to, you know, smoke angel dust before he does reviews. So he's all high and shit. Well, Scott too. Yeah, he's always on angel dust. But it also got a gold medal.
You got some?
No, not currently.
A gold medal.
Yes, from the International Wine and Spirits Competition.
Held.
What?
I think it was in South America.
Uh-huh.
I think, yeah.
It was in their estate cellar.
I found it one time on the internet, then I went to search for it again, and I couldn't find it the second time. So apparently it's been screwed up for the internet, but I did see it once, so that means it happened.
This nose. Stick your nose.
Well, yeah. Okay.
That's not a great nose.
What is that?
It's Chilean green pepper.
No.
No, there's something else.
Muskrat? No.
What
That's
is
like
that?
The most foul baby diaper ever.
Yeah. I don't smell what you're smelling.
No, it's
a little bit of alcohol, green pepper, and a underripe blackberry.
There's something else in there, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like a yeastiness. No.
Oh, yeah. It's a divine nose. Makes me want to drink it. It is dark, folks. Carmenier typically has a darker hue to it, and this does.
It
it's a little bit
funk
watery
in there
edge.
Too.
Yeah, at $4.99, hey, let's see what we got here. I like Carmenier sometimes.
The other, well, anyways.
Okay. Yes. Mm. No, finish.
I would say the Dimetap nose was the best because I love the smell of Dimetap, but this is much better than whatever the freak show one was that we had earlier.
Yes, yeah. Well, everything is better than that.
This smells almost like a Bordeaux. It has the green pepper in it, but it has the funk of a
Carmenier Bordeaux. Is a French Bordeaux grape, but also Chilean wines and Argentinian wines tend to emulate that. It does smell like not the best Bordeaux nose, but I agree. That's actually excellent point, Becky.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I think
I
the other points
underneath my feet.
Well, the other points we've had tonight is a snake isn't an animal.
Wet. Uh-huh. This smells of wet dog.
It does not.
No,
does.
Doesn't. As a proper ish nose.
No.
Okay,
we're gonna taste it.
Actually, no. Smells like Mouton Cadet,
which we hated.
Yes, but at least it's Bordeaux ish.
So it was awful. He's actually drinking it. What was that sound?
That's actually good. It went down the wrong pipe. At $4.99, well,
it's not good.
No, it's not bad at $4.99. There's a bacon fat oakiness right in the mid palate that would be better if it were you know, buoyed by some fruit in the front and the back. But it isn't. But it isn't too bad. Hmm. It is port-ish. It is a very ripe fruit. Yeah. So that's why you probably don't like it. But, and Carmignier-ish. This is a very ripe style. But it's not residual sugar.
Not at all. It's really dry.
Yeah.
The finish bounces around a little bit. That finish goes several different places.
That's not bad. A little bit of green pepper is just peeking through.
It starts with black pepper.
A little bit.
And then then it goes all oaky. And then it kind of bounces back to like savory fruit finish.
A little bit of tar asphalt, like they said, is there in the mid palate streaking through because of the oak.
It's interesting that the oak is in the middle.
Well, it's charred oak. It's popping up. I mean, that's
kind of pops up in different places.
Yeah, pops through.
But it's not.
It tastes like somebody that was actually trying to make real wine, not this stupid shit that we've been drinking.
Yeah.
The oak, if it were dialed back or French, you know, like used oak, not it would be much better. You would like it better.
I don't know.
You have to like Carmignier, and I do like Carmignier.
It's just such an oddball.
By the way, we don't drink Carmignier that often, but the aging potential, according to the website, is 3 to 5 years. They also made up some bullshit story about leaving La Vida Loca, but still, you know, whatever. I'd like to see what this is. Well, no. I would... it would be there'd be somebody out there that would say after 6 months or a year holding this, let me see what it tastes like now.
Are you going to say that? Are you saying you're saying that? Are you talking about some other person saying?
No, well, saying 6 months to a year, maybe I'll go back and see if they still have it at Home Buys where I got it and maybe buy another bottle. I'm not going to age it here. I'm not going to put it in there. I don't want the other wines to get what this thing's got. It's like head lice, man. You get a nip in the bud. Yeah.
Once it starts spreading, you're in trouble.
I just know I'm noticing that it has the imprint of a horse on it.
Oh, look at that.
See?
Yeah, but that's not on the label.
It's not a label.
That's not a label. That's actually a nice, sophisticated touch for $4.99.
This is 120 heroes.
120. Well, it's following through on the made-up story it has on the back.
Mm-hmm. Which is interesting because the bottle's printed in, oh no, that's made in the U.S. Just kidding. So I was going to say it says 120 heroes in English.
Well, they sold it in the United States. Yeah. We would be confused if it said that in Spanish.
Yeah. This is not. But why would you drink this?
I have no idea.
Why would you drink it?
But I guess that's
alcoholism.
There's one reason.
Yeah.
But now that you've tasted it, why would you drink it again?
I mean, I'm not going to.
I'm on your side.
Well, I would always spend $2 or $3 more and not buy this. But yeah. I don't hate it. It's decent.
Agree.
At $4.99, that's perfectly acceptable.
It's decent for $4.99. Well, sure. It's not decent for $10.
Well, we didn't pay $10. No.
See, I'm just saying when you say it's decent, you need to qualify it.
I am qualifying.
Okay.
Dare you.
It's decent for $4.99.
There you go.
It's definitely decent compared to this shit show we had over there on the damn bookshelves.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I don't like the Panetti better than this.
Well, I'm not sure that you're not a raving lunatic.
Oh,
this
I am a raving
better
lunatic.
Than any of the other ones we've had. You could actually, I don't want to drink a glass of this, but you could.
I get you don't, well.
No, I'm saying this one you could drink a glass of.
I know.
Those you could not.
That the oak on the mid palate is out of balance, and it's a lot. And I realize why you wouldn't care for that too much. And to be perfectly frank, it shouldn't be there to this extent. And it's a flaw. I mean, it really is a flaw here. And you're kind of picking, you know, a little bit at this wine when it's so damn cheap. But
that's
at the same time, yeah. But. Yeah, that's why it is $4.99, and it's supposed to $10 because it was done improperly in a certain sense, and they wasn't be able to move. And you think about the people that drink cheap wines. This is going to be such an albatross to them.
Yeah. This is not something that the cheap wine drinker is going to have any appeal to.
I never thought that the Chilean wines were oaked like this. I've never had one like that.
I really don't know any wines that I've had where the oak comes through so prominently in this style.
It's so weirdly how it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bacon so fatty. But I normally like bacon fat.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
It says things you can pull out, but in another wine, you'd say, I love that. Look at that bacon fat in there.
This is a cheap bacon, though.
I know. I was going to say, if it was like strung out more instead of all being jammed up, and the oak was at the end, and you were going on a journey with these flavors, yes. But I feel like when you take a drink, it's all smashed in there, and there's like this huge pop of awful oak, and then something else. The length of it is 2 seconds. And if it was spread out more, I think it would be much more enjoyable. If that had some tannins, it would be nice.
That always helps.
Yeah.
It's just the problem is the oak then follows through on the finish, and it's what's left after everything goes. And we've already said, you know, you have an acrid charred oak that's still there. Oh. Yummy. It tastes worse now than it did.
It's got two distinct characteristics that normally we'd say we like, or we would say it's a redeeming quality, but the bacon fat in this, it's really not that good, and the black pepper is really,
really bad.
Yeah, it's weird how it pops in, and then all of a sudden it gets overwhelmed by the oak again. But that oak, it just kind of pops in and out too, because at the oak in the finish isn't as accurate it is in the mid palate. It's weird.
Well, it's a lot though because
this wine's a little schizophrenic.
Oh, it is a little schizophrenic because it doesn't have a pronounced front palate with any type of fruit, and then it's just too heavily oaked, chipped or otherwise, and that's just dominates the rest of the wine. It's a very flawed wine in that regard. It's made by people that are trying to make a wine, as opposed to those fucking jagoffs that were before, but they stepped on their dick. You're basically is what it amounts to.
Yeah, what are you all going to rate this?
Well, that's what we're going to do right now. We're going
to
start off with you.
We should put the Panetti side by side with this right now.
I don't want to ever drink Panetti again.
No way. Panetti is so foul. I would, I'm going to give this like a 70. I'm going to give it a 70.
A 70 knot?
Yeah.
70. 70. Wow. 70.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 70.
Wow.
Because I can tell that this is a wine.
True.
It's awful. And like we said, it has major flaws.
That's the highest score that you've given, though, isn't it?
It is. I would say, though, I would try a different vintage of this later or earlier.
But then you'd pay $10 for it.
Well, but the reason why is because, I mean, we've talked about Chilean wines. They're so volatile. I just feel like Chilean wines are like this, you know, up and down, up and down. And so I would drink a year before or a year after, or even possibly even a different bottle of the 2017 to see if it even tastes like that.
You know what I would do? I would drink a bottle of Carmenier from Santa Carolina. That's what I would do.
Santa Carolina. Yeah.
Yes, but they actually are good. So
yeah, it's really bad. But yeah, that's what I would give it.
How do you? You don't
72.
Do it right. Oh, God.
This is abject shit.
It's not abject shit.
It's abject shit.
You might
what did
be
you give the first wine?
75. He gave 77. And
you gave the first wine a 77.
Yep. And I would drink Panetti all day over this. Easy peasy. There's nothing wrong with the Panetti. It's just not good.
That's a big thing.
It doesn't have redeeming flaw like this does.
No.
Do you remember how we said it tasted like bathtub hooch?
Scott, we never even got to the point of, it doesn't even get to the point where we judge it on flaws. We never even got to that point with Panetti. Panetti's beneath the thing where you'd actually break it down. We didn't break those two wines down because they were objectively bad. This one we actually broke down.
Yeah.
And that's why I give it an 81.
Oh.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's because it's an 81. Would I buy it? No.
Would you try something else from Santa Rita?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Just to see if it's just as bad.
I'm not a masochist.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, no.
I would try another year.
All right.
Why?
We'll do that.
Just to see.
See what?
If it's just as bad, like I said.
Okay. Maybe we'll try another sideshow. See if it's just as bad. No. Or Panetti.
What, I don't ever want that brought back in my house.
What was the other one? What was the number two? Preacher? What was it?
No, the Puppet Master.
The Puppet Master. Yes. You could try the Puppet Master.
It's like the Jeff Dunham Puppet Master. You know, Hank thinks he's funny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to take a break, folks.
Take a break.
Oh, yeah. And we're going back with some part. You don't get off here that easily because we have four more wines to review. No, we don't. With some parting thoughts here on the Wine Vault. Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault?
I know the Unlicensed does.
Well, that's great. Do you know how you can get that done? Do you know the one way the world can find out about the Wine Vault?
What way is that, Rob?
Giving us a review on iTunes. So, take the time. Give us that 5-star or whatever. Let us know. Let the world know that you love the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So some parting thoughts. Scott loves the Panetti.
Over these other two, by far.
You're dumb.
Nope.
Triple B, would you agree that the 120 by Santa Rita is the victor tonight?
Oh, it's not even close to a competition.
Yes. I disagree.
It's a runaway winner.
It's called majority rule.
That's fine.
And that's that. The Santa Rita is the best wine in the world that we've had tonight. That's $4.99. And you should not go buy it.
The best wine in the world that we've had tonight.
Yes. Don't buy it. But if you did buy it.
I did have a sparkling ice earlier today that was better than this.
Yes. Have you ever had the blackberry?
Yeah. I don't like it as much. The cherry limeade's the best.
No, it's not. You're wrong. The blackberry tastes like Faygo Pop.
It does. But the cherry limeade's the best.
Why would you want to drink anything that tastes like Faygo Pop?
Because I liked Faygo Pop.
Well, then why don't you just buy a Faygo Pop and drink that?
Because this has zero calories, zero carbs, zero.
Sparkling ices are terrible.
No, they're not.
I hate them.
That's because you're dumb.
No, I don't.
Well, good for you.
You know what's delicious is a cherry limeade sparkling ice.
It's fine.
Over crushed ice. Oh, so good.
But the raspberry or the black raspberry is better in every way.
Yeah, but you like Santa Rita 120.
And so does Becky more than everything else. The sewer wine, the Panetti. Yeah. You know what? She thought...
Let's do them side by side right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you thought Sideshow was better than Panetti. So that says something about Panetti.
Oh, that says something. Never mind.
And by the way...
Sideshow's... That's...
I realize...
That's one of the worst we've had in a long, long, long time.
I realize I over-reviewed Panetti, so I have to adjust my...
Oh my God! Now he's playing the game.
Just to a 45.
45.
It's easier to turn a 4 into a 7 or 7 into a 4.
Yeah, there you go.
So I give it a 45. The winner tonight, Santa Rita 120 Reserva Especial Carmenier. Your winner, but not really. We're going to have a grudge match.
Yeah, Panetti would have had the higher score.
Were these as bad or worse, or better or worse than the shit, Rodney Strong, Charlotte's Home, and the Fry Brothers?
I'll take this upstairs.
God.
I'm scared to carry it.
I don't know. I think these were worse.
Well, yes, they scoring they were. I wonder if you use that as a fish bowl, how quickly the fish would die.
It's really heavy.
Anyway. So, folks... For Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we are going to bid you adieu and see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.